Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mike.
A big problem we're going to talk about, no sort of pun intended, obesity.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, I didn't. It's just just a piece of trivia. You know that Papua New Guinea is the country with the highest prevalence of both male and female obesity, and there are very, very few fast food stores in Papua New Guinea.
What do they eat?
I don't know. I don't know what they do, and they've got, like, couches everywhere, and nobody ever moves, or I've never been to Papua New Guinea, but obesity, big problem, defined as a body mass index. People argue, a point here, a point there, but generally BMI of greater than 30, and it affects sort of everybody, kids, adolescents, adults, and unfortunately all over the world, even in Africa, we're beginning to see it, and in places where I've recently been working. Currently, about a third of adults in the United States are obese by this definition. And, you know, not surprisingly, you know, we all know that there are drugs that come and go, and none that have shown to be particularly effective. So the surgical community has stepped in, and they've created procedures, a whole slew of them, some much more effective than others. This whole group of surgical procedures are called bariatric surgery, from a Greek word baros, our listeners might remember, means weight, and iatrikos is sort of the word for medicine. It also is where we get sort of iatrogenic illnesses and things, the same Greek derivation. Anyway, surgery, not a panacea, lots of complications. People who have surgery often have to alter their lifestyles in significant and awkward ways, and the outcomes vary, and some are much, much less than ideal. But still, it may be better than the alternative of being very, very fat. So the question you asked is, in adults, in this case with uncontrolled type 2 diabetes, does bariatric surgery plus intensive medical therapy do any better than intensive medical therapy alone? This is an article that was published in the New England Journal this year, 2014, volume 370. It starts on page 2002. Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, so this was a study done in 150 adults who had uncontrolled type 2 diabetes. So that's key. They all had uncontrolled type 2 diabetes. They were 20 to 60. The BMI was between 27 and 43, which I find a little frightening since my BMI is right in there. And a glycated hemoglobin of greater than 7%. So they were uncontrolled by that definition. The main outcome they were looking at was getting an A1C level at or below 6% with or without the use of medications. Now, longtime followers of this podcast will know that we're a bit skeptical of the benefits of those kind of ultra-aggressive A1C targets, and there's some pretty good evidence that, particularly in middle-aged obese patients, that is not helpful, may actually be harmful. Secondary outcomes they looked at were weight loss, whether the patients needed to continue with certain medications, and quality of life. It was mostly female, mostly white. Average age was 48 years, and the average BMI was 36. When they started the study, the average A1C was 9.3%. So that's pretty uncontrolled. I'll give you that. They randomized these people to either intensive medical therapy alone, or a Roux-en-Y bypass plus intensive medical therapy, or the newer sleeve gastrectomy plus intensive medical therapy. And they followed these folks for 3 years. In those getting just intensive medical therapy, 5% met the A1C target. Now, that's a disease-oriented outcome. And as I said before, sure, if you can get down to 6% without medications, great. But again, for a lot of middle-aged, older, particularly cardiovascularly at-risk patients, that may not be such a good idea. The target was met by 38% compared to 5% in the Roux-en-Y group and 24% in the sleeve gastrectomy group. So Roux-en-Y was the best at getting the A1C down, and then the sleeve gastrectomy did well, but not quite as well as Roux-en-Y. These were significant differences. Relapse was most common with medical therapy alone. least likely with the roux and why, hard to redo your anatomy without help. And the differences between roux and why and medical therapy were statistically significant. So after 3 years, patients in both of the surgical groups were less likely to need a glucose-lowering medication. So that's something kind of a patient-oriented outcome. They had reductions in BMI, body weight, and waist circumference, and arguably some people might consider those patient-oriented outcomes, others might not. And the quality of life was significantly improved in the two surgical groups on 5 of the 8 mental and physical parameters. So again, that's clearly good patient-oriented stuff. The results were limited by the relatively small sample size, so they weren't able to look at hard clinical outcomes like strokes and MIs and things like that. So the bottom line is bariatric surgery in conjunction with intensive medical therapy did enhance glycemic control, and it also improved weight control, improved quality of life, and there was less use of glucose-lowering medications.
It sounds like it's a keeper. I mean, it.
Yeah. I think you have to be pretty careful, as you know, I'm sure, how you select these patients. Mm-hmm. You know, it does change the lifestyle. There are people that are unhappy after getting one of these surgeries because of how they feel, the gastrointestinal symptoms, the early satiety, the inability to eat what they would like to eat, things like that. So, you know, people have to be motivated and appropriately selected.
I think we've talked about this in the past, but this is absolutely a role here for a psychologist or well-trained social worker in terms of working on a team and making sure that you're choosing the right people for this. Because as you said, you know, you can't really go back and redo the anatomy.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
Can't wait.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.